Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week, my namesake, the English Premier League footballer, or not Premier League, but professional footballer, who now plays for the Bolton Wanderers. He got traded. He's done his ankle in his first 14 minutes of his new club. This guy cannot catch a break. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do is I get four very funny people, and I quiz them all about their lives. Let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian, an actor, a writer who shares his name with an F45 instructor here in Melbourne. Can you please welcome us, Luke McGregor?
Yeah.
Thank you. You mean the whole name, McGregor?
Luke
as well?
Luke McGregor, yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, F45.
Which means he's fit.
And he motivates
people. I can have
this
guy walking around.
What is F45? I know it's everywhere.
It's a type of jet, I think. I don't know, actually.
It's a workout place.
Yeah.
I do it. I'm super fit. You can't tell, but
I can tell.
You can tell. Oh, okay, good. Yeah. I just thought a listener
under that duffel.
It helps that you stay flexed the whole time.
Yes. Yeah, my neck is just pulsing. Can you hear it?
You're just wearing a sports bra. It's really distracting, honestly.
Our next guest is a first-timer to the podcast who shares her name with a New York City musician. Can you please welcome to the podcast, it's comedian Tor Snyder.
Yay!
Now, yeah, do you know about this?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. All I can tell you is he plays the saxophone, and I used to, but I had to sell it for drug money.
Yes!
Don't tell my mom and dad.
And there's a video of him playing on the streets of Singapore as well. That's one of the first things that comes up when you type your name into YouTube.
Wow, I got to get that fixed.
Yeah, you should fix that. Also joining is a comedian who shares her name with the events officer at the City of Monash in Melbourne. Can you please welcome Natalie Harris?
Woo! I dropped out of Monash.
Yeah.
So that's something.
Bringing the gold early on. Yeah.
And finally, is a comedian who shares her name with a journalist at Channel 9. Can you please welcome back to the podcast,
Ray
Mundell.
Sorry.
Ah, yes.
It's Yanovich.
Hello, it's me, Ray Martin. Oh my God, what up?
So,
right, it's an honor. This,
thank you so much, Luke.
This Ree Down, who's now the journalist, I've mentioned her on this show before.
Yeah, she's been used every single time. No, but she changed jobs.
Yeah, she's changed jobs.
Oh, good for her.
She was working at Channel 31 and now she's at Channel 9.
Oh, she's like moving
she's
on up.
Going on up.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, she's like, what, increasing her life.
She's progressing.
She's good for her.
She's got a sexual harassment lawsuit
against
Channel 7. So.
Fair enough.
Hey, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, what I'll do, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote the status update. Your names are your buzzers.
Okay, cool.
So mine's Ray Martin.
Yes. Ray Martin. If you get it correct, you get a point, but if you're incorrect, the person actually wrote the tweet or Facebook status, they get the point. So you can't lose any points, so don't worry about losing points, but you can give people points.
I feel so stressed already, honestly.
It's fine.
I'm nervous.
What do we win?
Nothing.
The game.
Ugh. No try.
Can you imagine?
You get a little bit more exposure than the other people. Yeah. When they put the podcast up, your name's in capitals.
But everyone's just going to think I'm a jazz musician.
And he'll hyperlink to that video.
Yeah. He'll edit you better than the rest of us. Yeah.
All right, question one. I'm trying to write and there is a fly in my room and it's driving me nuts and it just landed on my lips while I was typing this. I feel true hate.
Nat.
Yes, Nat.
Ree.
No, it was Luke McGregor. Damn, a point there for Luke.
I was going to go. It was classic Luke, but I thought, no, Ree.
Landed right on my lips.
That made eye contact with me, and I was like, oh, no, it's not.
Just kept landing on my lips. It was killing me. And I couldn't get rid of it.
Did you end up eating it?
Sorry. No, it was because I didn't want to eat it, but I didn't want to slap myself in the face either. So I just it would land on my lips, and I'd like, as soon as it leaves the lips,
I'm
going to get it. And then it would thwart me.
Did you have like lip gloss or anything like that that was attracted to?
I don't know what it was.
He just had his lips done.
Yeah.
Had fillers.
I just eaten poo. Yeah. That's my mistake.
That might have been it.
I'm like, gross, a fly.
Yeah. I hate when that happens. Yeah.
Question two. Guys, let's go around and all say something we hate about ourselves. Okay, I'll start. Everyone wants to be me and my arsehole is huge. Yes, Tor.
Reed.
Yes, you're right.
What was it, the huge arsehole that gave it away?
I was like, it's not me, so it's definitely Ree.
You're like, Nat and Luke have standards.
Yeah. That's
right. So it can't be them.
Yeah.
Fuck. And
tight butts.
Tight butts.
Super. Question three. Saturday morning yoga is where single people who don't drink go to pick up, yeah?
Ree. Luke.
Oh, I heard Ree first.
Nat.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah. Yes, point there for Ree.
Why so obvious?
I don't know. I just knew.
Oh, nice.
Just complaining about people doing yoga. I was like, Nat.
No. Were you going to yoga or you were just making an observation?
No, I actually went to yoga. I started going to this studio, but I had to quit. It's too much for me. We were like...
Yoga?
No, the whole scene and culture of it is ridiculous.
The yoga community is out of control.
Do you know what? We were doing yoga and do you know what? So they're playing music throughout the entire class. And do you know what track came on? And this was what tipped me over the edge. I go, this is fucking crazy.
Orinoco Flow by Enya.
Not close. Kissing You from Romeo and Juliet. Desiree.
Can you sing a little?
I can stand.
You can sing 30 seconds and then we have to pay for licensing.
You know, come on, you're a singer. You know the song, Kissing You, that emotional fish tank scene. We're doing
with Claire Danes on one side. And
yeah. And I'm like, don't you dare manipulate my emotions like
it'd
this.
It'd be like if someone
on a Saturday morning when I'm in, you know, Warrior 2. Like, how dare you?
It's like if someone put Come What May from Moulin Rouge on, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go neck myself, actually. Never mind.
Bunch of smug bastards.
Question four. This might be an unpopular opinion, but I stand by this 100%. Coconut water tastes like the water has already been in someone else's mouth.
Tor.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, a point there for
I don't even remember writing that.
That was on your Facebook. You put that up.
That it tastes like been in other people's mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does.
It does a little, yeah.
I'm disgusting. Not a fan of it, no. It
tastes like something that used to taste like something else.
Yeah, coconut tastes amazing, though.
I've never had it.
You've had it straight from the coconut, obviously, because that tastes delicious.
You know what? I don't even know now.
It's so good.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's way better than the crappy, you know, when you're in a box or something.
Yeah, in a box. No thanks.
You climb a tree, chuck a straw in it.
Yeah, Castaway style. Call me Tom Hanks.
As a child, I would have been like 5 or 6, and our family had a coconut. We never had a coconut before.
Yeah.
And we had it there, and we all stood around, and they... chopped the lid off and put a straw on it and I took a sip and went, ugh, and spat it back in and ruined it for everyone else. And I remember getting in so much trouble, but it was like, well, you guys should have poured it into a little glass for me first.
Yeah, I'm a child, first of all. I make no mistakes. I'm perfect in God's image.
You just thought about branding, a little plastic bottle.
Yes.
Health benefits.
That does explain why it tastes like it's been in someone else's
That just went full circle.
You guys are brother and sister?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Question five. How annoying is it when there's an intense lightning storm outside and you don't have any experiment ready to go?
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
Luke?
Yes, you are correct. I'll put there for Ree.
I'm here to win.
Damn it.
Fuck all of you.
I was too slow.
I'm gun-shy now after my first.
Who's the guy who did the kite with the key on it in the lightning storm? What's that scientist?
Edison?
Was it Thomas Edison?
Albert Einstein?
I wasn't Einstein.
Abraham Lincoln? Is that Kesha?
My next question is that a true thing that he really did that? Or
I
he
think
just
so.
That was the example he gave?
I think he actually
if TV
did it.
Taught me anything, he definitely did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
And then
two, because whoever played him was dope.
Biggest dick I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's what he used to conduct the electricity. His big shiner.
It was just right on his cock. That's why it's so big now.
Yeah, he had a metal condom
it's
on it.
It's in a museum.
Still charged. Still get a shot from it when you touch it. Yeah.
Question six. If I tweet more than once a day, I've forgotten to take my meds, okay? So please at me.
Tor.
Yes, Tor.
Ree.
You are correct, yes.
Yes. You're too predictable. ballroom.
As soon as I started hearing it, I was like, oh, God, it's so obvious that it's me. Yep, I'm crazy. I'm insane. I have pink hair right now, and that was because I forgot to take my meds for a couple of days.
And yeah, can you put your shirt back on too? It's really distracting.
Absolutely not. I'm trying to show you my new nipple covers. Aren't they fun?
Yeah, I like nipple covers that look just like nipples.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're so cool.
No, at least put the covers on instead of just leaving them on the table.
I don't want to use them yet. Yeah, you can only use them once.
Yeah, I don't want to take them out of the packet.
Collectibles.
Preserve some. Yeah. Like Tazos.
Just hold them up where they should be.
Okay, yeah.
Question seven. Things I thought I'd never say. Man, these vegan donuts are fucking amazing. Maybe even the best I've ever had.
Luke?
Yes, Luke.
Nat?
No, that was Tour. Oh. For Tour.
Yeah, we've never met before, Luke. I'm a donut freak.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Because your show that you did in the Fringe was called... It's
called Big Girls Donut Cry.
Donut Cry. That's right.
That's very good.
Yeah. One star at the Adelaide Fringe, so go and check it out.
He clearly didn't hear the name.
No, it was a trial. Anyway, thanks for reviewing it, you fucking asshole. Sorry.
Don't review it next time. Yeah. Sorry.
Or I'll eat your... Anyway, continue.
God, it's such a pleasure to be here.
He also missed out on a trick of saying, I'm going to give this donuts. Like, he could have made it easy.
Could have just given me no stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Is that an option? Can reviewers do that?
No, I think you have to do one to register or half. I think you have to go minimum of a half.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank God.
A minimum?
Because you get half a star for putting the show on.
Oh, just to turn it out.
Half a star.
I wish it was as easy as that. You knew what you got your stars for, like half a star. If I just say my name, I have it, give it a title, that's one star.
Yeah. Seats are comfortable, one and a half.
Yeah. It's like when a criminal turns up to court, the judge, you know, looks kindly upon them for just turning up.
Yeah. Yeah.
The show started on time and finished on time. That's another star.
Yeah.
Well, I was
some
definitely there for the show.
Yeah.
I didn't say much, but,
did it
start
on time?
I think so. I the show was just me eating donuts and not saying anything. Yeah.
That's five stars in my book.
I thought so too.
Yeah. I'm going to redo the review.
Question. Question 8. A man bleaching his hair platinum blonde is the equivalent of a girl getting bangs, and both are acceptable forms of a mental breakdown. Yes, Tor.
It's Nat.
No, it's Ree.
Oh, I tricked you with my look.
You know, yeah.
Okay, we're getting confused. Yeah. Go.
Me and Nat are very similar. Yeah. Very similar body types.
Yeah, can you put your shirt back on too, Nat?
Never.
It's funny because I'm fat. Anyway.
I like this one. I know I'm bringing this up because I like this, because I absolutely 100% agree that if a man... of a certain age, bleaches his hair.
Yeah.
Red flag. Ask him, are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay?
You just need to say, are you doing all right? Oh. Case in point, Lawrence Mooney, when I first met him 12 years ago, bleached hair. Okay.
Yeah. That's
needed to be pulled aside and say, you're all right, Lawrence?
Yeah.
Because he would now tell you he was not all right.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen Sam Campbell with bleached hair.
No.
It's absolutely fucking terrifying.
Okay.
It's the most scary thing I've ever seen. But this tweet was specifically about Jordan Sharp, who's a comedian from Sydney. And I ran into him at festival and his hair was all bleached. And I was like, oh, you all right? What's going on?
Here if you need a chat.
Yeah, here if you need.
I don't know Sam Campbell, but I reckon he would look like a highlighter.
Yeah, he looked. Oh, I don't even have words. I can't talk about it, honestly.
Question 9.
Okay, I got to get this one.
Fly to Japan. Go to a restaurant. Pat yourself on the back as you ask in Japanese, what do you recommend? Fail to understand the reply, wait for them to grab an English-speaking waiter, feel bad because you've wasted everyone's time.
Fuck.
Yes, Ree.
I'm going to go with Tor.
No, it was Luke.
Fuck! I was going to go Luke!
No, I'm sorry.
Can I get half a point? Like half a star?
Yeah. You did turn up on time.
Yeah.
You went to Japan?
I went to Japan for New Year's by myself. And I think...
Why did you do that?
Because there was like 100 and some billion people there.
Yeah, because I just never been. And I'm like, I really want to go to Japan. So we booked a trip like 3 days before I left.
That's so good.
I think I can't remember how to say it now, but it was something like, I can't remember how to say it. But I learned how to say, what do you recommend? Osu sume wa...
Akudasai
is please my eye, I think, or something like that. Anyway. Osu sume wa nandesuka, I think.
Oh, very good.
And then they'd tell me in Japanese, and I'd just sit there going, The secret ended up just being waiting for someone else to order, and then just if you like the look of something,
just point
at that.
And I'll have what he's having.
That's exactly what I said in Japanese.
I'm so bad
with that level of confidence. Yeah.
I'm so bad with languages. I just don't have that in my brain to learn other languages. And when I was in France, I'd go into a shop and they'd say something to me in French. And I knew they were saying, "Are you all right?" And I'd just say, "No," like that. And then they would say the English louder. And I'm like, how am I even saying no is so bad at French? Because the French no is no.
No.
Like
no.
Yeah, right. I fucked that up as well.
And they're like, what's he saying?
Yeah. The Australian accent is like the exact opposite of a French accent, which is sad, really. Because that's how we sound.
Yeah, when
and I would like to sound French.
When I went to Japan, it was like me and a couple of mates were like, oh, we got to go Zymos. Yeah. Fucking sick. Yeah, thanks for the dumplings.
Watashiwa Lucas. My favourite word in Japanese is for sometimes is Toki Doki. It's just a cool way of saying
Toki Doki.
Toki Doki, yeah.
That's cute. When they answer the phone, it's Moshi Moshi.
Moshi Moshi.
Which isn't even hello, though. It's just that's how they answer
Yeah, that's
the
what
phone.
They say on the phone, yeah. I love Machi ne.
What's that?
Really? Machi ne.
Well, you guys know a lot of Japanese. Like, I was, like, literally just there. And I'm like, yep. Cool. Yeah, all I got was arigato.
I should know more. I spent 3 months there working in a Japanese hot pot restaurant.
Oh, yep. My God. Oh,
wow. In a hot pot restaurant.
Oksukare samadeshita. That's what I remember.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, constantly saying sumimasen.
Sumimasen.
Yeah,
that was fun. I use that so many times.
I actually got punched in the head by the woman I was working there.
What a pivot.
We talked about this on the last time you were on it.
Oh, sorry. God, I'm doubling up.
That's hilarious.
I'm gonna hear about it.
Save that story for
nothing. Nothing's funny then. And I got punched in the head.
Yeah, I got punched in the head.
I hope it's not by an elderly Japanese.
And I'm just going to leave it there. Now you trawl through the archives if you really want that story.
Because I remember, because I said the joke, it wasn't a king hit, it was an emperor hit.
Ah.
I remember.
If you're hitting that.
Tell the story, but you like to do a joke again.
If you're hitting that, it's a goddamn queen hit. I'll tell you what.
Question 10. Last question for the round. It says something when the city council parking page is in your top sights. Anyone want to lend me $60? Yes, Luke.
I was going to say it's Nat, but then she went, oh. So I'm going to say it's Tor.
It was Nat. You are correct. No, you were wrong. It was Nat.
I don't remember that. What did I write?
It says something when the Melbourne City Council parking page is in your top sights. Anyone want to lend me $60?
Luke, are you okay? Well, I just looked over and his hair is platinum blonde now.
Whatever it was going to be, I was going to say Nat because she didn't have one in a while. So I was doing it. I was making a logical call and I didn't. Then you tricked me with your
numbers game.
With my body language.
Yeah.
I would never ask anybody for $60 unless it was my mom or dad.
I know.
And then I wouldn't tell anybody that I asked them for it. So
I borrowed $20 from my mom yesterday.
At the end of the round, the scores are Nat on 1 point. You got a point there at the end. That's good. Luke, you're on 2 points. Tor, you're on 3 points, but in the lead on 4 points. It's three down.
Yeah.
She came to win.
Last time I came here, I tied with Liv Houston, and I'm here to fucking win the title by myself, baby.
Hey, Nat, can you grab the remote and just turn this heater off? It's very warm in here now.
It's hot in here because of me.
Yeah.
It's a competition.
Yeah, that's why you've got your top off and your nipple tassels on the thing.
And I'm sweating all over the seat. It is so slippery, honestly.
Okay. All right. This round is called Holiday. It would be so great. Now, we've all had holidays. Yep. Some of them are great. Sometimes they're not so great. And today we're going to figure out if the one that Tour recently had was a great one or not so great when she went to Japan.
Mm.
Now, in a country of 126 million people, Tour kept running into the same guy. One day she went hiking on her own and saw him again. They got talking, but what did this guy ask of her? Was it A, he asked her to go into business with him, smuggling rare fish into Australia? Was it B, he asked her for any underwear she had in her suitcase that she had worn? Or was it C, he asked her if he could lick her arsehole?
Oh.
A, B, or C. Now, one of these is correct, okay? One of these is the real one. You can ask as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, so she gets your point.
Well, B or C sounds like... Sounds like if one of them failed, you'd swap to the other one. No, your underwear. No, okay. Well, can I just have a quick look at the asshole?
I mean, I'd be insulted if neither of them. Nobody asked me that.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Where, so was he a local or was he a fellow traveller?
He was actually Australian.
Okay, definitely.
Okay.
B or C.
Like, yeah, sick.
Yeah.
Well, then that does maybe lend a little bit of...
Oh, sorry, I should say he lives there, but he's from Australia. Oh,
okay. Okay. All right, okay.
Okay.
What sort of fish?
It was an oar fish. It's like a super rare type of Japanese fish, and it actually helps with hair growth.
Okay. And how did you guys get chatting about the oar fish?
Well, I mean, we were hiking,
yep.
And, you know, it's this big trail. It's like 1,000 years old, and you
naturally talk about
don't
oar fish.
See anybody,
yeah.
Right? And then there was a river, and he's like, oh, do you know that the oar fish comes from the river? And I was like, never heard of the oar fish. And then I started made like some kind of paddle boat joke.
Okay. Did it go well?
No.
Not by your chuckle, I can tell it didn't. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
I have a question. Was he hot?
Totally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Babe-alicious.
Okay. Babe-alicious. Yeah. All right.
Did you say yes to any to what he asked you?
All three.
All three.
Don't lie to me.
Okay,
would you have let him lick your asshole is what I'm trying to say.
Have you ever had your asshole licked?
Yes.
Well, then would you say no?
I have a boyfriend, so I think it's cheating. I don't think he would be happy about that.
Oh, okay. Well, if your boyfriend asked to lick your asshole, would you let him?
Sure.
Exactly.
I'm a team player.
Okay. So it was just you two on the hike.
Yeah, so I met him the first time in Kyoto.
Okay.
Just randomly he came up and asked me for directions, and I was like, I don't live here.
And then he escalated with a...
Yeah. Okay. And then the next time I ran into him on the trail... And we walked for like 2 hours together. And then the next, we went our separate ways. And the next day I ran into him again.
Oh my God, he was stalking you.
He asked for directions and he said, yep. So you just go around the corner, chocolates made.
Yeah. Yeah, no. But yeah. So.
Okay.
How many pairs of underwear did you want?
Yeah.
Well, he just said, what have I got? Because I was just carrying a backpack.
Okay. Of underwear, huh?
Yes, all my dirty underwear for the 3 weeks in Japan.
Yeah.
Everything else I chucked out.
I'm now imagining you with like a stick and a red like handkerchief tied on the end. And just, yeah.
Yeah.
Were you guys flirting?
Yeah, we flirted. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he was like really turned on by the fact that like it was hot out and it was sweaty and like my underwear would have been super sweaty.
Yeah. And how did he broach it? Did he go straight for the jugular?
You know, you've been doing F45 looking at peak physical condition.
You're so strong. My ass is rock hard. Try it. Here, this is it.
Shit.
That's insane. Ow, my knuckles.
Did he like for the asshole licking one? Did he like just jump straight into that, or like did it come out of nowhere?
He made some moves first, okay. You know.
And he said, "Can I lick your asshole?"
Yeah.
Where did he plan on doing it?
Yeah.
Oh God.
it was in a hotel.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just so on the track.
After meeting for the third time, we were like, maybe we should make a time to meet.
Okay.
And then we went and got drunk and we went to like a video game bar and played some video games. And then it was just like we were drunk and we went back to.
So he was living there, but he kept on running into you.
Yeah. And were you ever suspicious of him? Were you ever like,
yes.
Shit?
Yeah. Then he assured me he wasn't stalking me.
Okay.
As he pulled out a pair of my underwear.
How did he, so he wanted you to help him with this fish operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he already had something going or?
Well, it was something that he was interested in doing. He said, hey, like this is a thing. My friends in Melbourne, they run this bar. They want you to bring the fish to the bar and they'll grind it up and send it off. And in like capsules, I guess.
Do you live in Melbourne now?
No. I live in WA.
I'm confused.
Yeah. I'm so confused.
I think
you've got answers for everything, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh? All right.
We cannot trust
liar.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you were to lock in anything, what are you leaning on?
C.
I'm leaning on, I was decided on B, but now I'm going back to A.
You think, Nat thinks fish. Luke thinks arsehole. Ree?
I don't know.
Because I don't think...
I actually don't know. You're too good.
If it's not C, that means Josh Earl, family man, has just made one of the answers lazily. Lick arsehole. So I think it's C.
The longer this show goes, Luke, people are realising that I have a very depraved mind.
It's lazy writing. He just goes, I could come up with another funny one, but I'll just write Lick Asshole. I'm going to get this podcast back to my kids.
Yeah, I'm stuck between A and C. I feel like, of course, Josh would put it in
literally a rock and awkward place.
Yeah.
Okay,
when do we have to lock them in?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want
to, I need so, 5 hours.
So Luke's locked in C. You're going to lock in A or A? Ree, what are you going to lock in?
Go B.
Yeah, go on, just to make it interesting. Raise the stakes.
Don't tell me what to do.
I mean, really, it's the most likely of all three.
Don't try and convince me.
What do you
think? Maybe I'm trying to help you out.
You're trying to convince me so I don't pick B. So I'm just going to pick B.
Pick B. The correct answer was C.
Yes. Oh,
damn it.
God damn it. 2 points
for
Tor.
It was actually Luke. So, yeah. Oh,
my God. It's a really good time, huh?
There is a bit more
sounds
to
like
the story
awesome
as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I was in Japan for 3 weeks. I was there to do like a tour for the company that I work for. And then the first 2 days I was there, I got food poisoning. Right, so I was sick for like 2 days. Anyway, so on the tour, I met this guy, ran into him in Kyoto. He came up and asked me for directions.
Yeah.
I didn't have any. And he was from Melbourne. And then I went and did this trail on my last week there. And I'm walking in the woods by myself. And then all of a sudden, I feel something behind me.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, oh, my God. And it's the guy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then so we walked together. And then the next day, we had taken separate paths as well. And then we ran into each other again.
Oh, that's my so God. Scary.
Yeah. So we said, let's meet in Osaka. And luckily, I had a friend from Perth who was there as well. So we all met together.
I guess.
Yeah. Mm. And then, yeah, we got drunk and we went to a video game bar. And then we had intercourse.
Yeah.
And he asked if he could lick my asshole.
What a gentleman for asking, though.
Oh, my God. What'd you say?
I said yes.
Yeah.
Will you that's stay in you. Contact or is
no,
it,
no, 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 no.
That
no.
was it.
Yeah, that was that
you
was
can't
strange.
You can't no. run.
I have a boyfriend. No, it's not him. It wasn't. We didn't. I didn't have a boyfriend then.
Anyone who licks my asshole cannot have my number.
I never want to see their face again.
That's a hard rule.
I just don't think I could do it with my Invisalign. I'd be too. It's just too worried about it.
You wouldn't take it
no,
out.
No, that's the reason the fly was on your lip, Luke. Okay. At the end of the round, the scores are Nat on 1 point still.
Damn it.
Luke now on 3 points. Ree still on 4 points, but in the lead now on 5 points. It's Tor Snyder.
Nice.
Yes.
You tricky bitch.
Yes. I tricked you.
Well
except for Luke.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This round is called Knowing You, Knowing Me. Now, in this round, each of you will be given a fact about someone else in the room. You have to decide whether it happened to them or it actually happened to me.
Oh. Okay.
If you're correct, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person the story may or may not be about, they get the point.
Okay.
So, Tor, was it Ree or myself who, when we were a child, gave ourselves a haircut but took way too much off and knew our mum would get angry, so we hid the hair in a drawer, which, of course, she found?
I'm going to say that.
You can ask questions.
Oh, okay.
you got to fill time.
I feel like I know. I feel like, okay, I'm assuming it's Ree, mostly because I think you have a joke about this.
No.
Or maybe you have a joke about this.
Ooh.
Wait, do either of you have a joke about this?
Oh, great question. which one of you did this happen to?
okay, how old were you?
I was 14.
Ree?
I was 15.
Well, you're cutting your own hair when you're... Come on, guys. Okay.
14.
Oh, wow. What a liar.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah. What did your mom say?
I don't remember.
She went crazy. I gave myself, like, I had an undercut, and so I was shaving all up, and I went too high and took off, like, so it pretty much was the shape of a mohawk by the end of it. So I just had, like, a middle part hanging down.
Wow.
So you went from an extremely fashionable to a not fashionable
undercut. So what is about the top on
who
the
were
sides?
You, who are you trying to look like?
Probably like Shane Crawford, the footballer. Like it was big middle part was the big thing. I had a big middle part and this bit was like a love heart shape kind of.
Yeah, I know the cut. It's like a very much like Nick Carter.
The McDonald's.
Yes.
The McDonald's logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, love those arches. Ree?
And my mom was, she was really mad.
Okay, this was definitely Ree.
You know, that was Ree?
She's bullshitting me. She's totally bullshitting me. She's trying to get me back. It was fucking Ree. I know
you
it.
Are correct. Yes, it was Ree.
God, what mind games? Yeah. That was killing bullshitter, to watch. Bullshitter.
Okay.
She tricked me. I thought it was Josh.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Josh was too keen.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's my game.
God. Yeah, no, it was really
treat
bad.
Treat them mean, keep them keen.
Yeah, I know. Right? It was when, do you remember when it was like really cool to have like really thin hair, but it was like all zhuzhed on the top, but really thin down the bottom. And I've always had really thick hair. So, when I was like 14, I took a razor blade to my hair to thin it out. And you just
Did it look really cool afterwards?
It looked cool, except I was going to Cairns the next day to visit my grandparents and... I didn't want my mum to find all the hair because I knew she'd be mad. So I put it in the bathroom drawer. And then she met me in Cairns.
Where she'd never find it.
Yeah. Yeah. And she met me in Cairns 2 days later. And like the day before she came down, she like called me. She was like, what the fuck have you done?
The bathroom drawer? And like, not even the bin.
Yeah.
I hide it in my mum's jewelry box.
Well, it was in my brother's bathroom. So I was like, she won't look there. But of course, like when the kids are away, you do a clean. And she found it. And then I was in the spa at the vacation spot we were at, and there was this guy, and he like put his hand around me, and we were gonna kiss. It was gonna be my first ever kiss. Oh. And then he looked up and he was like, do you have a bald spot? And I was like, what?
I'm stressed.
And the spa water had moved all my hair away, revealing this huge bald spot.
Boy. And he was like, because I know this Japanese fish you should eat.
Yeah. It's pretty traumatic.
I've got some here with me.
It took so long to grow
in
out.
The capsules, I guess.
See, I thought that was a nice level of detail. Yeah. I went for it.
That's how
they so believable. They dried the fish.
Yeah. All right, so to read. Now, was it Luke or was it myself who, when we were sick as a child with a cold, our grandmother would give us Vicks? And when I say give us Vicks, I mean she would make us swallow a teaspoon of Vicks.
Oh, I'm so sorry to either of you who ever did
this. You only do it once.
Yeah. So bad.
It is not good.
Yeah, what does it taste like?
Well, it just tastes like it smells, but more chemically. Oh. Like it's, they have all the ingredients. You're just like, they shouldn't be consumed by humans.
Just like there's no honey around it, just straight
up. No, and Vicks supposed to be absorbed by rubbing it on your chest.
Yeah. What did it taste like for you?
Just hot. Hot menthol.
God. What's your grandma's name?
This was Mavis.
Betty.
Great combo of names.
Yeah, they're real grandma names.
Mavis and Betty. They should do a double act.
Is this something she she did multiple times or just the one time?
To me?
Both of you.
Awesome.
Multiple times. Every time I was sick with a cold, here, have some Vicks.
Why'd you keep eating it?
Because it's medicine. Back then, medicine tasted horrible anyway. So I was just like, all right. And this, it just burns your throat.
Once you have Vicks, you don't.
You're saying it only happened to you once.
I happened to me once.
Did it make you feel better?
This is a really tough one, Ray.
I feel like Luke's trying to trick me.
Yeah, so do I.
It does clear the sinuses.
Well, then it's working, right?
And you cry.
Yeah. What was her reasoning for doing this? She just was like,
Then had she ate Vicks. And as a little kid, I didn't have enough courage to stick up for myself.
What was your nana's reasoning?
Well, her thing is that your body absorbs it, so let's get it in there quicker. So just swallow it, and then you're going to absorb it that way.
Yeah, she said it's not poisonous because it comes in the skin. If it goes in the skin, it's going to the same place, essentially. So she'd be like, eat it.
So your stomach. I'm just going to say Luke.
You are incorrect. It was me. A point there for Luke. Well done, Luke.
Because when you were like, why do you keep eating it? I thought that was you trying to throw me off the trail.
And it was. And it worked.
But every single time you had a cold, she'd rub some on your chest and then put a teaspoon, and then there you go, swallow that,
and you'd swallow it.
Disgusting, man.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I actually feel a little bit
better
sick.
Than shelving it. Anyway, so to Luke. Was it Nat or myself who chased someone at our job who stole money? They threw the container at us and got away. We then realised the container only had $7 in it.
Where were we working, Nat?
I was working in a cafe.
And the container was just a Tupperware container, or what are we talking?
Oh, no, it was like a cup.
It's a cup for tips.
Yeah, exactly.
And they threw the cup at you, so the money would have gone everywhere.
Yeah, well, I chased them. So we're outside. We're in a laneway. And they were trying to climb a fence. And I said, give me the tips. And he said, fine. and he threw the cup at me. And then I realised, I thought there would have been at least like 50 bucks
okay, okay.
In there.
Josh, what was the container?
It was the guide dog's little like donation box, which was the shape of a mini guide dog.
Where were you working?
Rolf Foss supermarket. I was the trolley boy. And so someone went up to the smoke like cabinet bit where they sell the cigarettes, swiped it and then ran. And because everyone else was behind the thing, I was in my vest. So I chased him. I was like 15 years old.
He had a vest on. You're like, I'm an authority figure.
The vest. I'm like, all right, I'm going to run. I chased him. He threw it behind him. And then I was like, do I keep chasing him? But then I realized I'm 15 and I'm small. What? I can't do anything. So yeah. I just picked up the thing and went, oh,
not
I got
the
it.
Tall behemoth you are.
Yeah.
Now, you're not 15?
No.
Now, was it an employee that took it or random person?
Yeah, it was a thief.
It was a thief.
Yes.
They were a thief by because of their actions.
Yeah, absolutely.
They became a thief if they weren't one already.
Yeah, it was a customer.
I'm sorry, but if someone threw a dip jar at you and someone punched you in the head. I don't know why. It's so funny.
I'm
glad my life amuses you so much.
I don't. Oh. I'm going to say it was Nat.
You are correct. It was Nat. Yes,
yay!
A point there for Luke.
You had inside knowledge. Everyone knows
you made that story too dull.
Oh, dear.
I'm like, Nat's a better storyteller than this. She's dumbing it down a lot.
I don't know whether to be flattered or offended. I did. I chased it. I was in St Kilda. A guy just came past. He was lingering out the front of the cafe, and I actually thought he was going to ask me out.
I told you, it is a good story. You were giving it any of the Nat magic.
And I was like, oh, God, he's lingering around. And he was kind of looking in my direction and then he stole the tips. And I did. I just chased him. I used to be a very good
You're
runner.
Like, hey, you forgot to ask me.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I wonder if he was going to, got too nervous and went, I'm just going to steal the tips because I can't follow through with this.
I can't do
but
it.
But I do want her to chase me.
Yeah. And hopefully she describes me as handsome.
Very handsome. He wore those track pants well. And then I caught him in an alleyway. This was in St Kilda and I was pretty young. I know. It was, pretty dumb thing to do. But between us was palpable.
Was it like a metal fence that he climbed up?
No, it was like a timber fence. Yep. And I don't know why. It was a while ago, but it was just off Ackland Street. Went down and I got him. I'm like, give me back the tips. Like I thought it had. We used to get a lot of tips at this busy cafe in St Kilda and we'd divvy them out at the end of the week. And so it was the end of the weekend. Someone must have already done it. And so he was trying to climb the fence and he couldn't get over. And I'm like, give it to me. And he goes, fine. And just threw the cup at me. And I scrambled and picked up the coins. And there was not much in there. Like $7.
Did the manager keep the whole cup, the tip, all the tips?
No, there was no real manager. It was a bit of a lawless society. They were like, man, you didn't have to do that.
Lord of the Flies in there.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You know, they give you a raise?
No, nothing.
They didn't let you keep the tips then?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You could have walked
surely.
Back. Surely. Oh, he took the tips and you just jangled
them. Yeah. Right away. Yeah.
Nothing's funnier than you picking up four coins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you meet him around the back of the cafe and you give him a half. Sweet.
Nice. Good job.
Yeah. It's like a great scam. Yeah. It happens once a week only when you're working.
Good deal.
All right. To Nat now. Was it Tor or myself?
Okay.
Who lived in a caravan for 2 years.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Who lived in a caravan for 2 years?
Whereabouts was the caravan tour?
It was in Coral Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us more about Coral Bay.
It's it's like 10 hours north of Perth.
Okay.
Actually 12.
Okay. And why were you living in a caravan in Coral Bay?
Where to start? I was growing marijuana.
Oh, were you?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, and
that tracks.
And it was just the best place to do it, and I had a sweet caravan, and it's a great place. It's like right on the Coral Coast of WA.
Okay.
It's beautiful, man. I was living the dream. Yeah.
Living the dream.
Off the grid, 100%.
Were you 100% off the grid?
Yeah.
Really? Like solar panels?
Like
on the caravan?
Still haven't paid my taxes in like 10 years. No, that's not true. Okay, I lied there.
Okay, right, okay, okay. And how long were you living there for?
I lived there for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Good question, though. You could have tripped her up.
Yeah, thank you. What about you?
It was in Burnie. Okay. It was on my parents' property, on their house.
Okay.
We had three boys, all teenagers, and they had the caravan. And I was like, that was going to be my room. So when I say living in it, I was sleeping in it every night for 2 years. And
okay.
So I had my own space.
Okay.
So it was like three-bedroom house with five people in it.
And how old were you?
15 to 17. I moved out and then got my own place in Launceston.
Okay. Did you love it?
Yeah, it was great. It was like when you're 15, you don't want to be with everyone else. I'd go in and watch TV and then go out into my room and, yeah, it was
that
cool.
That sounds great.
Yeah, doesn't it? Okay, and did you have any neighbours? The community like at Coral Bay?
Basically, Coral Bay is like just people that live there and own businesses.
Yeah.
So my business was the town marijuana producer.
Okay.
Everybody else owns like fishing boats and charter stuff. And there's like a backpackers in a pub. Yep. So you spend a lot of time there and you sell a lot of weed to backpackers.
Is that how did you come across Coral Bay?
Traveling. Yeah. Being a traveler.
All right, I'm going to lock it in.
What do you think?
Tour.
You are correct. Yes!
Yes!
I'll clarify, though, that's not true. I did live in a caravan for 2 years, but I was a governess. I was a tutor.
Okay.
I was like trying to lie to you. You thought that was real. So yeah.
I was like, wow, she's super casual.
You did mention something about selling something for drug money before.
Yeah, so I was that it's was like made a, up too.
It's like, PG Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but it was great. Coral Bay's awesome. If you've never been there, definitely check it out. It's better than whatever the coast is here. The Great Barrier Reef. apparently, I've never been there.
Yeah, have you seen those apostles? Incredible. You should go. That's my tip.
Have you been to Wilson's Prom?
Nope.
Much better than Great Ocean Road. Would you guys agree?
Save it for after the podcast.
Don't give away all our great spots. Okay, at the end of that round, the scores are Nat on 2 points, Tor on 5 points, Luke on 5 points, and Ree also on 5 points. This is a close game, guys. All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Ooh. Only round you can lose points.
That's
you
so
can't
scary.
Buzz in for the ones that are about you.
Okay.
So poker faces on.
No one can look at my face.
Our first one is this one. Whose first ever memory of being horny is from watching Rum Tum Tugger?
Tor.
Yes, Tor.
It's Luke.
No, it's Redell.
What's Rum Tum Tugger?
From Cats.
Did me think of you?
A sexy cat from Cats, a musical DVD.
Did the new trailer turn you on?
No, I have standards.
Surrender, wasn't it?
My standards are men in leotards. No CGI. I don't need CGI to get me off. It's link that video up for this podcast. It's the most sexual thing I've ever seen in my life.
Do they sing Dream the Impossible Dream?
No,
that's the wrong. That's Miss.
It's like Rum Tum Tugger is a terrible boy. It's like that.
I know.
And he's like
doing
lots of hip thrusts and stuff. And I don't know why he's so sexual. Like he's not, like his character trope is. He's doing, he wants to do something else. You know, he's never satisfied.
Right.
But for some reason, he's also extremely horny.
Right. Okay.
And all the cats are horny for him as well. It's like very confusing.
What a great memory.
I was playing it the other day and James was like, "What are you listening to?" And I was like, "Oh, you're being such a mungo Jerry right now." And he was like, "What does that mean?" And he hates it.
I don't know what that means either.
not a cat.
Question two. Who was mistaken for their sibling and went along with it for 6 months just to avoid it being awkward?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Nat.
You are correct. There's a point there for Luke, yes.
I forgot I could answer.
a common redhead thing.
Huh?
Yeah.
But the person did it all come out, or you just didn't see this person for another 6 months?
No, so it was just kind of an acquaintance, but it was someone who worked in like TV that my sister had worked with previously. So they didn't know each other very well, and he mistook me for her once. And he's like, "Oh, what are you up to at the moment?" I'm like, "Oh, just bits and bobs." I was just like really vague. And then I bumped into him a few other times and I just kind of went along with it. And my sister was like, "Can you please not?"
Yeah, right.
That could be like detrimental to my reputation.
Question three. Who, when meeting a partner's quite religious family for the first time, swore heaps and bled in their pool after they ripped their fingernail off?
Damn it.
Yes, Ree. Who do you think it is, Ree? What do you reckon, Ree?
Me?
Yes, a point off Ree, though. You can't answer your own ones.
I was so confused because I was going to say Ree.
Me too. I was like, there's no way it's Luke.
Yes. That's a classic Ree answer if I've ever seen one.
Oh. So let's tell this story, Ree.
I feel like such an idiot. I was like meeting someone. Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. I have an idea. Anyway, I'm wrong. Bleeding in the pool. Yeah. So it was the first time I ever, it was like the first official time I'd gone to James's like family's Christmas event.
Yeah.
And like Mama, his grandma, she's like quite religious. And so the family is like, they're not, you know, they're not insane religious, but they're all like quite religious people because of Mama. And I'd gotten fake nails put on to be all cool and stuff. I probably would have been like 18 at the time. And we're all swimming in the pool playing a game, and James's little brother swam past me and kicked my hand swimming past me, and it took off my fake nail, but with it, my real nail.
Whoa. So, you really put those nails on.
Yeah. Right? So when I came up out of the water, I screamed like, fucking hell, like so loudly, and everyone blood. Saw, and all the kids now are like teenagers, but at the time they're all like kids, yeah. So like everyone was like, but I was also awful because I was just like, and like James's parents were like trying to look after me. It's so fucking, you know, no one looks good getting out of a pool either. Like my hair's like, I look like a fucking drowned rat, and I'm like, like bleeding finger. It was awful.
Gross.
One of my worst memories.
Oh god,
that I clearly forgot
reading it up. Josh.
She told me.
I wrote these out at like 3 a.m. last night because James woke me up accidentally. And I was like, oh, write out some stuff.
By ripping your fingernails off.
Ripping my fingernail off, and then I'd forgotten about it. I was like, all right, put it back in the bank.
Question 4. Whose advice for anyone is put a plastic bag in your suitcase because you never know. Yes, Reed. No, that is McGregor. Yeah,
I'm not that sensible.
I'm losing.
He told me, put a plastic bag in your suitcase. Makes perfect sense.
It's a good tip.
Yeah. It is. That's a really good travel tip. Way to go.
I thought you, the traveler, would have.
Yeah,
that.
But I
there's
just.
There's a series of YouTube videos, but it's just the one. Just that one.
Just shows you. Just done. Question 5. Who here is a beauty school dropout?
Ree.
Yes, Ree.
The comedian part of me just wants to say Luke because I think that would be so funny. But I'm going to go tall.
You are correct. Yes, it was. Yes.
Yeah.
Beauty school dropout.
Totally, man. I was going to be a hairdresser. Late in life decision, obviously, after my drug mulling business.
Coral Bay went bad.
But I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do this. It'll be great. I can travel and be a hairdresser. Yeah. And then nobody wants to hire a, like, 29-year-old apprentice. Right?
Weird.
Yeah, unless you... And though, you know what? It really hurt my back washing people's hair.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So how long did you do it for?
A year.
A year.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I lasted 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Same thing, washing people's hair.
Yeah, man, the back.
I had to wash a teacher's hair, and I was like, no, this is not the job for
you
me.
You don't even have any, and then you have to print.
Their eyes are rolling into the back of their head. You're like, I hate this.
Question 6. Who here is apparently hooked on jigsaw puzzles?
Nat.
Yes, Nat.
Luke.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for, as according to Who Weekly.
Sorry, I'm just...
Ow, Nat punched me in the face.
Who Weekly? Who Weekly wrote right. that you Shut are addicted... These are the two things you're addicted to, apparently, to Who Weekly. Mm. Black coffee, jigsaw puzzles.
Is that true?
Either of those true?
No, I only don't. Have... I have a week long black every couple of days, and puzzles. I don't mind them, but
I'm not giving the point back.
No, you get the point.
Celia is the one who loves puzzles.
Oh, okay.
Celia and I would do puzzles when Rosehaven was filming, but Celia would come over to mine after she'd finished hers and finished mine off.
Well, it's because like
I got bored when I got to the middle bit. I would only like to do the corners.
Just do the corners. Yeah.
Oh my God, I've not done blue sky. Are you kidding?
Question
have
7.
Have you seen that just quickly? That black puzzle. Have you guys seen it?
No.
It's just it's like a 2,000-piece puzzle. Black. It's just all black.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Okay. Great.
Just putting that out into the world.
Yeah, no,
give anyone listening to this actual anxiety.
Yeah.
That exists.
Question 7. Who here has watched every episode of RuPaul's Drag Race about 5 times?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Matt?
No, it was Tor.
Oh. Yeah, I love that show.
It's a good show.
I was like, me as well, but I didn't tell Josh.
Yeah, I was like,
but do you have a tattoo of one of the?
No, who do you have?
I have Sharon Needles.
Oh. I saw Sharon Needles when she came out to Australia with Stephen K. Amos.
Wow. Together?
Yeah, we went and saw her together.
We went with Stephen K. Amos. I thought they were performing together.
No, we just went. He was in Brisbane for festival, and we went to see Sharon Needles.
Man, no one ever good comes to Perth. I went to Drag. They had the what's it called Drag Fest 1 year, which was okay. I got to see like Jinx and a couple other Willem and whatever. But
Willem's my fave.
Yeah, I love Willem too.
She's such a fucking cunt.
But Bianca Del Rio was like $90, and I was like, Jesus, I can't do that.
When I went and saw Sharon Needles, it was like $40 and like
I know 150 people were there.
Wow. Because yeah. It was before it was all mainstream in Australia.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, really what season was she?
She was season four.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, it to find a RuPaul's Drag Race episode in Australia was, like,
it was on SBS, wasn't it?
No, it was, like, people, you had to find a link online that wasn't restricted to Australia. Like, it was a really, really hard show to find.
Yeah.
And then it got released on Stan, obviously, like, everyone's into it. But, like, it wasn't...
It was definitely on SBS.
This will be the story you tell your grandkids when about the hardships back in my day.
Back in my day.
Me and the Queens. For a TV show.
Roll the internet.
I had to go through every Queen's Facebook status trying to find a goddamn link. Can you believe?
And then they'll say, what's TV, Grandma? Yeah. Okay. Question 8. Who here once ate a 5-kilogram box of gummy worms and then vomited rainbow foam for 2 days?
Tor.
Yes, Tor.
Nat.
No, it was Rhea. Dang. Point off Tor.
I tricked you, bitch.
I'm kind of flattered that I'm getting mistaken for some of Rhea's statuses. It's like, I am exciting.
No one mistakes me for Nat's cool ones.
Yeah, we're going to rush through these last two. Okay, who once stole from the church collection plate, but it was all a misunderstanding?
Nat. Or Tor, fuck.
I heard Rhea's name first.
Luke?
No, it was Nat.
Really?
See, I was right.
How was it a misunderstanding?
Because I was just little and the plate was going around because I went to a Catholic primary school and I just thought that's what we did. The basket got passed to me, so I took an envelope.
It was like pass the parcel.
And then everyone started laughing at me and I was really embarrassed. Aww. And I was like, oh.
But I mean, that's what the Catholics really do, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Shame you.
Shame.
You have to go to hell now and do a 2,000-piece black puzzle. Yeah.
And there's always a piece missing.
And our final question for the game, whose mum surprised them by visiting only to walk in on them doing a shit?
Nat.
Yes, Nat.
Tor.
No, it was Rhea. Put off Nat.
She was video recording the whole thing too.
Oh,
boy. What?
She was video recording the whole thing.
Brutal.
Why?
Well, so my boyfriend, I work from home. I just finished work. My boyfriend went down to, he was like, I'm just going to go to the shops. And I was like,
you get paid to poo?
Yeah. No, I just finished work.
Oh,
and
what a job.
He was like, I'm going to go down. I was like, can you please get me some chocolates and lollies? I'm starving. And he was like, okay. So I was like, you know, obviously. And, I mean, he can be there. It doesn't matter. I always shit with the door open. It doesn't. We've been together for 9 years. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, and what about the rest of the house?
Yeah.
I live by just us. It's just me and my boyfriend.
So
I think
you've just done it.
I'm thinking about the way I have the smell travels.
Anyway, oh, right. That's not an issue. I don't know how bad your shits are, Luke.
Come on, Luke.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And so
right, that's
James came back with my mum and he was like, oh, I forgot my card and I can just hear him from the bathroom. And I was like, oh, I'm so hungry, though. I start complaining that there's no chocolate and lollies, still shitting. And then my mum walks in and she's like video recording the whole thing. And then also I start crying because I'm so happy to see her. It's just like,
oh my, what happened?
The biggest. It's so bad. I'll probably play it at like my festival show or something.
Yeah.
I'm just glad she wasn't live streaming. Can you imagine?
You should definitely upload that to YouTube.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked. And I'm just like, ugh, I've still got an eye mask on. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Wow. Anyway.
All right, at the end of
that's
the game.
True love.
The scores are Nat on 2 points.
Wow.
Tor on 3 points.
What happened to my...
You lost a point. You lost two, actually. Rhea also on 3 points. But our winner on 5 points is Luke McGregor. Oh, yes.
I've
silent
never won.
And deadly.
This
you've
is
never
my
won?
First, yeah. I've done this podcast many times.
Yeah, you've been on it 5 or 6 times.
This is the first time I've won.
Mm. Play the long game, dude. I'm proud of you.
Well, because you win, you now get to promote whatever you want to promote first.
I got nothing.
Wow.
You got any shows coming up?
I'll be in Perth.
Wow, don't sound too excited.
Straight to Coral Bay.
So what am I doing? What do I
first do? The Comedy Lounge, and you're going to make a guest appearance at the Fremantle Comedy Factory on Thursday night.
There we go. There we go. Let's do it.
Excellent. So follow Luke on all the socials to find that. Nat, where can people see or find you?
Follow me on Instagram, Nat is Dragon. I've got a gig this Sunday.
You're looking right at me. I will.
Oh, yeah. Follow me.
And your Instagram's been quite fun recently because you're a bit of an influencer.
I am.
On the beaches of Bondi.
Huge, yeah. I'm a big deal on Instagram.
Yeah. Tor, where can people see you or find you?
Yeah, I love me some Instagram too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm at Tor and Order.
That's very good.
Yeah, I love Law and Order. SVU, anybody?
Mm.
Yeah, big fan.
Mariska Hargitay is my god.
Yeah, same. She's great. But yeah, you can do that or you can look at me on Facebook. I think it's just Tor Snyder. But my not the jazz musician.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'll be here. I'll be in Sydney next week, so I'll be at the Comedy Store.
Yay.
Yes.
And then I'll be back in Perth. So come to Perth.
Okay.
I'm coming.
And Redown.
Redown on Instagram and Facebook. And Fan Friction is a new podcast I'm releasing with Sam Peterson, who does Confessions of the Idiots. And Fan Frick Pod is the Instagram account where we'll be putting everything up. And awesome. We're just reading erotica, basically, from like our favorite TV shows and stuff and books.
Great.
Thank you all for playing. Oh, if you're in Melbourne, tickets are on sale for the live seasons in November and December. I know it's so far away, but it's already 3/4 full. So get your tickets at joshearl.com.au. Season passes, $75 at 7 shows, or individually they're $15 each. Thanks everyone for playing. I'll see you next time. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.